he repeatedly rammed his razor claw into the goblin's chest and neck, savagely slinging flesh and blood in all directions. I winced a little at the sight. For someone who was generally nonviolent, it was quite frightening what he could do when he really wanted to kill.
You have gained 500 XP.
Holy shit!
Aaron cursed as he half-limped, half-ran towards me, pulling the metal helmet up from over his head. He glanced back to the wound he had just received on his calf, but didn't seem overly concerned about it.
What the hell's going on? These fuckers came out of nowhere! I'd be dead if it weren't for Trin!
His face suddenly shifted and his mouth went wide, as if he had a sudden realization.
Did your little quest to save Elf Hottie have something to do with this? You triggered something, didn't you?
Triggered something? I creased my brow. This has nothing to do with me, and as far as I know, nothing to do with the elves either. I told you before that there was something going on at the border to the Wastelands.
Yeah, but didn't you say that High Castle was holding the Scourge back?
I nodded slightly. Yeah, and apparently they failed.
Well, shit,
Aaron muttered as he took a step back and clenched tightly onto his spear. He briefly looked aside as if lost in thought, but jerked when he caught something out of the corner of his eye. His eyebrows shot up as he swung his attention back towards me.
Behind you!
I whipped my head around, and three goblins broke into the clearing, all running towards me with small hatchets raised above their heads. Even before I could react, tiny shards of energy fell from the sky, causing the goblins to pause midway through their run and flinch in pain each time the magic struck. An arrow flew into the temple of one, knocking it aside, then a bolt of energy slammed into the leg of another, dropping it to the ground. A dagger zoomed by and struck into the core of the last. The goblin with the dagger in its chest flopped to the ground and groaned, but before it could die peacefully, Jeremy rushed up to it and kicked it on the side of its head. He grabbed the dagger protruding from the creature, yanked it out, and slammed it down into its chest two more times. I turned anxiously at the sound of more footsteps, but was relieved to see that it was just the other members of Unity ambling slowly into our village, everyone looking tired and confused.
More? Aaron questioned as he scanned our surroundings. Are there others heading this way?
Jax, who was sitting atop Fenris with Rena, sighed and began to dismount.
There's no telling. The Scourge breed like ants. There could be hundreds more where that came from.
Jeremy lifted his dagger from the goblin he'd just killed, stood up straight, and began wiping the blood off his blade onto the leather of his gloves.
My throwing skills are getting pretty damn good, if I do say so myself.
Over there!
Rena yelled, dismounting behind Jax. A stray orc, with a short sword in its hand, was creeping low near our clearing, but seemed wise enough not to attack our group alone. In fact, it seemed it was trying to sneak away as quietly as possible. Jeremy pulled back his arm and let his dagger fly. The weapon spun through the air and nearly hit the orc, but ultimately missed and skipped into a patch of thick weeds nearby.
Damn it! Still not good enough!
He yelled as he wasted no time running towards both his weapon and the orc. Sung was right behind him with his own dagger in his hand. The orc hastened its creep into a run, and Jax knocked an arrow before letting it fly at the orc. When it struck the creature's back, the orc stumbled a bit and fell to one knee before groaning something unintelligible in a deep, guttural tone. Sung advanced on the orc and dodged a few of its sloppy attempts at striking him from a kneeling position. He kept a manageable distance from the attacks, but when he saw an opening, jumped onto the brute and pushed it onto its back to finish it off. Even with its injury, the weakened orc was stronger than Sung. With its free hand, the orc captured Sung's wrist and rolled over and on top of him, ignoring the arrow protruding behind him. It elbowed Sung in the face, dazing him, but as it raised its sword up to deliver another attack, Jeremy closed in behind it and performed a backstab. The orc arched its back, looked to the sky, and roared in pain. Not wasting any opportunity, Sung sat up from his pinned position and slashed his dagger across the orc's throat. Blood spewed from the orc's neck like a broken water fountain and drenched Sung's body, turning his skin and clothes